They'd already had one near miss as he'd passed a car towing a caravan, pulling in just feet in front of an oncoming Land Rover. Great, Eden thought. I'm going to die any minute, and my last words on Earth will have been cat litter. Look, do we really need to get it now, darling? Niall said, calming a little. I want to try to catch the end of the Grand Prix. You can watch it on catch-up. Not the same. He wound down his window and chucked a tired piece of gum out, fished in his pocket and chewed on a fresh tab. I wish you wouldn't do that. Wrap it up and put it in a bin, she tutted. We do need to get it now. You were going to pick it up on Friday and you forgot, she reminded him. And you were going to pick it up yesterday and you forgot again. I know, but I was busy, trying to earn money. 3 airport runs and only one stingy tip. You should think about working for Uber. You can rate your passengers. Give them 1 star if they don't tip. The day I work for Uber, he replied, will be the day I own it. She let that go, Niall and his big dreams, not wanting their row to flare up again. It'll take me just 5 minutes to dash in and get it. He grunted. She leaned forward and picked his iPhone up. Just going to look at the photos you took today. Can't believe you let your phone battery run so low. It has a much better camera. I would have charged it in the car if you'd remembered to get a new cable that actually works. I've turned it off to conserve what's left, she said, flicking through the maze of apps. You should have charged it last night. She shook her head. Well, I didn't. He grunted again. Christ, she said, continuing to look through his apps. How many apps do you have on here? You must have over 100. Bet you don't even remember what half of them are. You said you were going to get rid of the ones you never use. Oh, I will when I have time. She shook her head, grinning. If it makes you happy to have them. He grinned back. Actually, it makes me happy. Oh, that's terrible. She found a folder labelled photography, which contained the camera and albums, and tapped on photos. There were several, taken earlier this afternoon, of the beautiful exterior of a grand Elizabethan mansion and its magnificently kept grounds, looking their best in the late summer sun. The lake, the views across the South Downs, then several of her in tight white shorts and a pink top, leaning against a wooden railed fence with the lake behind. Wow! You've taken some great ones of me, she said. Love them. Well, some of them. They'd have been even better on your phone. Surreptitiously, she deleted the ones she liked the least, leaving just one that she was really happy with, the one of her standing with the lake in the background. Then she went back to going through the apps. What's this one? Mind Node? No idea. I'll delete it for you, shall I? Go ahead, he said, with faint irritation in his voice. She continued through, deleting a couple more after questioning him on them. As they entered the 40 miles per hour limit on the Upper Shoreham Road, he pointed through the windscreen at the thickening clouds. Rain's forecast in 2 hours. I've got to do a Heathrow pickup tonight, and I really want to do a bike ride after the Grand Prix, get in some cardio before I have to go. Can it wait until tomorrow? The cat won't know to cross its legs, darling, she said. Just pull up outside. I can run into the store, grab some, and be straight out again. I'll be 5 minutes. Promise? I know what you're like when you get into a store. You just start buying everything else you think you need. She grinned at him and touched his thigh suggestively. You're all I need. Yeah, yeah. She leaned over and kissed him on the cheek and immediately saw that strange, unsettling look in his eyes, so different to when they had first got together, when she saw only deep love. I promise, she said. Niall's mother was Spanish. He had a shock of dark brown curls and a face that had reminded her, the first time she saw him, of a younger version of the actor Dominic West. When he smiled, he was the handsomest man on earth. When he was angry, he looked almost Neanderthal. Their regular Sunday pastime was visiting National Trust properties whenever possible, which were free on their membership card. But this afternoon, they'd been to Parham House, owned by a different trust, wandering around its glorious deer park. Niall drove into the car park of the huge Tesco superstore 3 miles to the west of their home in Brighton and was immediately annoyed by the queue of cars in front of them. Look at this. Shit, baby, this is going to take ages. Just stop the car and I'll jump.